Coming up, safety concerns from former employees pile up for Skagway Tour Company, and the LeConte is still canceled. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Barrett Wilbur. Those stories and more up next. As safety complaints from former employees pile up against Skagway Tour Company Alaska Excursions, owners say they're surprised, saddened, and making changes. But that's not a guarantee the company will get permission from the Haines Assembly to run a new tour in the borough. The controversy began when Alaska Excursions applied for a permit from the Haines Assembly for a new ATV tour that would take place on private land at Glacier Point, where the Davidson Glacier calves into a lake in the Chilkat Inlet, accessible only by boat. Over 2 weeks, the assembly has met twice to discuss the permit.
There have been specific and credible and very damning accounts of your safety record.
Assembly member Tom Morfitt is referring to a dozen former employees that have come forward to lodge concerns about the company's current operations, let alone permitting a new tour. They say the company prioritizes profit over the safety of employees and guests. In letters, employees recount being pressured to take tourists on boats and zip lines in dangerous conditions, including over 30-knot winds, rough seas, and lightning storms. They say the company was unresponsive when they asked for basic medical supplies and chronically neglected maintenance, making transporting passengers in boats, vehicles, and outboards stressful and dangerous. They say the company didn't provide or require adequate training for guides, didn't have or practice safety protocols, and chronically overbooked and understaffed tours. They recount specific near accidents on boats and zip lines. Guides describe watching a colleague jump off a platform without being correctly attached, who avoided falling 5 stories because she was clipped to a 10-year-old riding tandem. Boat incidents allegedly include broken windows, broken doors, and guests with broken bones from slamming against waves. In his comments to the assembly, Alaska Excursions owner Robert Murphy says many of these concerns are unfounded, have already been addressed, or stem from communication issues.
I expected we were going to be talking about terns and wolves and noise. I didn't expect this. For us, I feel like we've kind of been sidetracked, but you look at a benefit in anything. What can we get out of it? Well, really going over our protocols with a fine-tooth comb.
Murphy says complaints spurred his office to score their incident reports, captain's logs, and safety policies.
I had a tendency to push the captains to go too hard. So we address these types of issues. You move and you grow.
Murphy says he also plans to improve communication between operations at Glacier Point and the office, and employees there will be drug tested. He also says many of the guides speaking out have, quote, an axe to grind with the company after not being asked to return because of personnel issues he won't discuss. He says some of the guides' complaints, like not having a reliable boat to make it to town, are an inherent part of working in remote areas.
What we're debating in the public process right now is lifestyle convenience. We aren't talking about our safety.
Murphy asked the assembly to consider the company's actual safety record, rather than past employees' perceptions of safety, when considering whether to approve his permit. Because Alaska Excursions is a private company, there's little formal accountability for their day-to-day operations. They've had publicly reported safety incidents in the past, including last summer, when a tipped vehicle injured more than 20 people near Dyea. The Alaska Department of Natural Resources and the Haynesborough both require permits for the company to operate, but those permits are centered around land use, not safety. Murphy argued there were checks on his tours since the Coast Guard annually inspects his operation. Emails from the Coast Guard say they do not assess the company's operations. They only inspect the company's 3 boats. Murphy also said the cruise companies he contracts with could investigate accidents, but their oversight doesn't include preventative safety measures. There's no regulatory body for the tourism industry besides the state government. If guides have concerns, their only recourse is to quit or to report it to their managers. Alaska Excursions' past employees claim there's a culture of retaliation at the company. Morfitt read from the testimony of a zipline manager who worked for the company for 3 seasons.
I've witnessed many now former employees who spoke up and demanded answers only to find their services were no longer needed. The message was clear, get out of line and you're out.
Murphy said he could not respond to that.
I want to keep good people. We, as a team, want to keep good people. That's the best I can say. And if something's legitimate, it's legitimate. Why would we want to turn our back on something that could affect our operations?
Alaska Excursions' office is in Skagway, where around 20 people are employed year-round. During the summer, Murphy says they have 150 guides in the field near Juneau and Haines. The assembly is still considering whether or not to approve the permit and whether to include environmental or safety stipulations. In the meantime, members asked Murphy to provide written copies of his company's safety protocols and incident reports. If approved, the new tour would allow Alaska Excursions to double their capacity, bringing another 15,000 visitors to ride ATVs at Glacier Point each summer. Murphy refused to comment on this story. A Skagway student was a finalist in Alaska's Poetry Out Loud competition this week. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
Poetry Out Loud is a national program where students memorize and recite poems. It starts at the classroom level, then a school-wide competition, then a regional or state contest, and winners of that level advance to the national finals. The Alaska State Finals were held in Juneau this week. The Skagway School's Danny Brady was one of the competitors. In the first round, he recited the poem Respiration by Jamal May.
A lot of it lives in the trachea, you know, but not so much that you won't need more muscle. The diaphragm, a fist clenching at the bottom. Inhale.
In the second round,
Undivided Attention by Taylor Malley. A grand piano, wrapped in quilted pads by movers, tied up with canvas straps, like...
After the second round, Brady was chosen as one of five finalists. He recited When I Heard the Learned Astronomer by Walt Whitman as his final poem.
When I heard the learned astronomer, when the proofs, the figures were ranged in columns before me...
Judges in the competition take into account five things: physical presence, voice and articulation, dramatic appropriateness, evidence of understanding, and overall performance. Ultimately, a Petersburg student took home the win. She'll have the chance to travel and compete in the national finals next month in Washington, D.C. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
The State Ferry LeConte has been out of service for repairs since the beginning of the week. As KHNS's Abby Collins reports, the boat will be tied up in Juneau for a few more days.
The LeConte has a bent push rod in one of its generators.
Generator cannot operate without the push rod operating correctly.
That's Alaska Marine Highway spokesperson Aura Landau.
The repairs are taking longer because it looked like some fuel leaked into a lower part of the engine, and so we're assessing what needs to happen on the lower end, and that's just a more complicated issue and needs a little more work.
LeConte sailings throughout Southeast have been canceled through March 10th, and the March 11th sailing has been adjusted, eliminating port calls in Haines and Skagway.
It's going to take passengers from Juneau to Hoonah, Angoon, and Cake. Those are passengers who have been from the smaller communities who've been in Juneau since the earlier LeConte cancellations.
To accommodate some passengers affected by the change, AMHS is adding a stop in Haines to the MV Kennecott's Saturday sailing. That will shift times for Kennecott port calls from March 9th through March 13th. The Saturday boat will not service Skagway. Thursday's sailing of the Kennecott is unaffected. Landau says AMHS apologizes for the service interruption. Affected passengers are being contacted. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
For KHNS News, I'm Barrett Wilbur. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. Thanks for listening this evening.